from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
This is as close to clarinet music as I could find. Sorry.
I think this is, it's soprano sax.
Well, it's a sax.
Is that it?
Yeah. Like the straight kind?
I thought it was a cornet.
I don't think it really matters at this point. We found this story about a kid named Eric, who's Canadian, who was planning to go to a very prestigious music school in Los Angeles. And it was not cheap either. So he found out a couple of years ago that he did not get accepted into this school. Well, come to find out, his girlfriend of 5 months sabotaged his acceptance into this school. And great question, Katie. How did she do it? Well, she hacked into his email, and when he received the acceptance letter, she responded back to the school rejecting the acceptance and deleted the email. He never knew. And come to find out, she made a fake email account emailing him a new email saying that he got rejected. So a couple years went by. He ended up meeting one of the teachers, the best clarinet teachers in the world. And they had a very unusual confrontation. The teacher asked, "Why did you reject our acceptance into coming to the school?" And he said, "I didn't reject you. You rejected me." "No." And it went back and forth. Well, come to find out, he did some digging and found out that his girlfriend at the time had sabotaged his entire plan to go to this school. He sued her for $300,000 and won.
I mean, how could he not win?
Wow.
Now, weren't still together when he finally realized that.
No, they had been broken up for what they call undisclosed reasons, unrelated reasons.
Well, I can tell you why, because bitch be crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure she did something very rational.
Right, yeah.
How do you think he caught her, though?
Yeah, that's a really...
Years later...
I'm sure that the school probably has... records. So they probably
they
said,
keep
this is
letters?
What we sent out, and then this is what we received back from you.
I mean, listen, sometimes love makes you do crazy stuff. This might be one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
Do we know how old this girl was when all this happened? Was this like straight out of high school?
He had been in school for like 2 years and he was going to transfer to another school.
Okay.
So what was that, 20, 21-ish?
Probably 20.
So she has to pay him back all this money.
Yeah.
He's never getting that money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at some point they'll just garnish her wages.
Can't she just file for bankruptcy?
I don't know that you can bankruptcy yourself out of this. I don't know. I'm going to say something, and it might be kind of controversial. I think this girl's parents should be on the hook for having to pay some of this.
Why?
Because they raised a crazy bitch.
Well, at what point is there self-responsibility?
She has to pay a large chunk of it, obviously. But a person that does this is not a person that, like, came from a place where she knew she was valued. She has a good moral compass. Like, somebody done effed up somewhere along the way.
All right, I'm going to point something out, and don't get mad at me. But your youngest daughter, Audrey, has a tendency to sometimes pop off at people that don't deserve to be popped off on, like me and Rain, for instance.
Yeah.
And you and Mike are very good parents.
Well,
so
that's a nice thing to say.
I'm saying right now that the trajectory of Audrey's life, I'm not saying that she's going to forfeit her future boyfriend's college acceptance letter so that he will stay near her.
But she might.
But she could.
I mean, you're raising a very good point.
Thank you.
I hate saying that. I mean, I'd like to.
So should you be on the hook for that? For when?
I'll be honest, probably.
Why?
She got my genetics in there. She's not this way because of my husband.
Well, then you know what? If it's genetics, then don't stop there. Let's also put your
parents
on it. Yeah.
I want to resurrect my grandparents.
Get 23andMe on the line because they're...
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.